Also, just on the government, geez, I was upset to see that the hotel quarantine inquiry is now not going to give its full report until December the 21st. Now, if you want to bury a story in this country, releasing it a day or two before Christmas is the absolute best way to do it. Most journalists are on holiday. Most people, if they're not on holiday, are about to go on holiday. Most people are thinking about the Christmas rush, and hopefully Christmas will be normal this year. No one will be paying attention to this report. Another thing that's disturbing about it is that various people, from the Premier to former Police Commissioner Graham Ashton to Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, have all been asked to resupply written evidence. No one is going to be questioned again. Now, that is wrong, because what is to stop all these people getting together and saying, let's just get a story straight here and let's all agree on it, let's resubmit our written evidence and that'll be the end of it. Now, I'm not suggesting for a moment that they will do that, but you need to put people in the witness chair if you really want to find out what went on. Anyway, the hotel inquiry has been delayed until December the 21st. I fear it will be buried in the Christmas rush, and none of the main players, who have all had this amazing bout of collective amnesia, will be called back in to answer questions. They will be given written questions and they will answer them, but they won't be interviewed or interrogated as they should be. I just think it's disappointing.